Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing tonight?
Besides losing my voice again, I'm doing pretty well.
Uh-oh, you got something creeping up on you there?
I just think it's allergies this time. I mean, I was just at my EMT, or ENT, ears, nose, and throat doctor the other day, the one that did the surgery, and
all right,
everything was fine, so I just think it's something to do with allergies, or, you know, it couldn't be dust with all the construction I do, you know, or it's just that time of year.
Yeah, either that or you caught something when you went to the doctor, because everyone in there is sick or has something, right?
So. Yeah, that's a possibility, too. That's a real good possibility. But if I sound a little funny, guys, I apologize.
No funnier than usual, right?
Exactly. Yeah, can't be any worse than our last show. Everybody got a kick out of that title, didn't they?
Yeah, it looks, when you first look at it and read it, it's like, what the heck are they talking about? But if you listen to the show, it was a totally legitimate show title.
I didn't do too bad, huh?
No, it was perfect.
I was having fun writing that one. It was one of the fun ones.
Yeah, well, we our shows tend to be named, you know, similarly, because we do the news show every week now. And, you know, so it was good to mix it up and get kind of a tongue-in-cheek, funny show title that actually did pertain to what we discussed on that week's show.
Yeah, we made our good friends Judith and Carmen laugh, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, at least we can contribute to them being happy on their walking routine.
Yeah, we made two out of I don't know how many people laugh, but you know, you only have to please one, right, Dan?
There you go.
So, you ready? What we're going to do this Tuesday night, we're going to do a couple little restaurant reviews. There's some restaurant news. So we figured we'd cover the menus of the two restaurants and give you the latest news on what's going on with both of them. Sound good to you, Dan?
Yeah, it does. It seems like it's been a while since we've done one of these.
Yeah, we like doing our restaurant reviews. People seem to like them for some reason.
Yeah.
I think they just like us messing up the words.
Yeah, that's probably it. They enjoy our butchery of the English, French, Italian, and any other language we happen to be talking about. Oh, Spanish 1 week it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're good at it. We're consistent. That's a good thing.
Exactly. Consistently bad.
Exactly. But no, I'm having a good time. I like to talk about food. Did you see, before we get on, did you see the homemade pizza I made tonight?
Yeah, I did. You did that on your outside grill?
Absolutely, and it was good. What I did is, in the pan, I sauteed it up. A red pepper, a yellow pepper, and a orange pepper, a onion, fresh spinach, a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of fresh garlic, and then I made my own tomato sauce. The sauce for on there in the food processor.
Nice.
It came out good. That was really, really good.
Awesome.
I enjoyed doing that. And everything on it was healthy for us because we even had only Parmesan cheese on there.
Yeah, and you know, you got the fresh vegetables, and in a couple weeks here we'll have really fresh. Do you put a garden in locally or no?
No, I go to a local stand. I actually hit it on my way home from work. We've been going there for years. And that was fresh Jersey spinach, actually. That's actually out right now.
Oh, okay.
So we got fresh Jersey spinach and the peppers, like, dude, you get a whole basket, a little basket of peppers for $3, where at the supermarket, they're like $4 for three peppers.
Right. It's good to support the local guys. And
absolutely.
And you're right. I mean, when I was first a homeowner, I used to have a garden every year. But, you know, by the time you buy the plants and you buy the fertilizer and you water them all year and you weed them and they get disease, you know, when it's all said and done, you probably spend four times more than you would if you just went to the, you know, local farm. Like, you know, we have a couple around here, too, and it supports them and you don't have to go through all the aggravation of doing everything I just said.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. Petrigula's farm is what it is, and it's a stand, and he has his granddaughters, and all of them work for him. And the stand is beautiful, and the prices are great. I got two things of tomatoes. I got a thing of peppers, and I got spinach. And it was the whole thing came to $9.
Yeah, how can you go wrong? And I think we talked about this many shows ago. I mean, my guy, even if they don't have somebody manning the stand, like it's a small stand, they just leave a basket out there, and it's kind of like the honor system, which these days that's rare. But,
yeah,
you know, you just throw your money in, and I usually give them double what it is just because it's so
cheap. You're
happy. Yeah, it's so cheap. Like if it comes to $3, I throw a five or whatever in there, and I'm good, you know.
Yeah, here, this is a pretty big stand because they sell flowers and everything else. They have five or six girls working there for him at one time, plus his grandsons. And, you know, you'll have some weekend, you'll have 10, 12 guys working out there.
Oh, yeah.
But when the everything corn is comes fresh in. And good, though.
Yeah, I'm sure when the local corn is ready, that's when it really ramps up.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. When the Jersey tomatoes come out in the end of July is a good time in the Jersey corn.
Right.
We're living large.
And then for 5-6 weeks, it's coming out of your ears. It's everywhere, you know. You can't.
Do you love regular tomato sandwiches?
I like raw tomatoes, but I don't eat tomatoes plain on a sandwich.
Oh, it's so good. Especially the Jerseys, you put a little salt and pepper and a tiny bit of mayo on the sandwich with the tomatoes. It is good.
Yeah, like those
really
beefsteak tomatoes. They're almost like a piece of meat. They're so, the texture's so nice.
Yeah, that's the Jersey ones that we get from his stand. They are like ridiculously good. I mean, we had tomato plants too out here for a while, but the problem was the neighbors, like I told you, released the outside cats in the whole nine yards.
Yeah, yeah.
So then it draws the rabbits, and the cats go after the rabbits, and then my dog is getting what they got from the rat. It's like it's a whole vicious cycle.
Right. Yeah, and like I said, when I was younger and more energetic, it was kind of cool to have a garden. But, you know, those times wear off, and, you know, then you're doing stuff with the kids, and you got other stuff, and you're working two jobs, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I just didn't have time to get into the gardening. Now, maybe if I was retired and, you know, I had more time, I would do it for something to, you know, putter around with. But I don't foresee it anytime soon.
Yeah, I'm like you, Dan. I believe in supporting the local businesses. I mean, I go to all. I'd say 75 to 80% of my shopping, besides Target and the Acme, everything else I try to do is go to a mom and pop store, and I try to do that as much as humanly possible because that's the backbone of this country.
Yeah, unfortunately, the backbone is broken, and man, that's a whole nother story. But I know we talked about this before, like the Home Depots and the Walmarts of the world. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we all used to have local little hardware stores in our towns that you knew everybody, and, you know, them days are gone. At least around here, they are.
Yeah, well, I still try to go to, because, like, all the local paint stores are owned by their individual franchises.
Yep.
So I at least try to go to them, and I try to stay out of Home Depot now as much as humanly possible because we have a couple family-owned lumber yards around here that I even go to them. And the prices are actually better. Believe it or not, this is where people go nuts. The prices are better there than it is at the Home Depot.
Huh.
The trim at my local Glassboro Lumber, and I don't want to turn this into a lumber story, but the trim is actually half the price of what Home Depot is. So don't let Home Depot fool you that their prices are cheaper because they're not.
And you would think they're doing so much volume, they should be able to do better on the price. I don't get it.
No, what it turned into, it's such a convenience that that's the only place everybody goes. And then everybody thinks the contractors get a deal there. We get absolutely nothing. They want you to use their contractors in their store. They don't even want me at Home Depot.
Oh, I see. They want the people to hire their guys so they get a cut off of the, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
They want nothing to do with you. They want as a contractor. They don't even want to see me in there, and especially me with my mouth.
You're a necessary evil, basically, to them.
Exactly. But you don't, like, even a, like, and this is from what hearsay or whatever, but, like, even your faucets and stuff like that. The same brand faucet, like, there's a local L&H plumbing store that I go to, he showed me, like, I ain't gonna name the manufacturer or whatever, but he showed me what the Home Depot model is, and the same model in his store. The Home Depot's is all plastic inside, and the fittings are half the size of the steel.
Right.
His is the one that he sells is twice the quality, and it's like $10 cheaper.
Wow. But that's a good point. Everybody just assumes Home Depot is the only game in town, and they have the best prices because they do the volume and they don't question it. So they've jacked up the prices over the years. So now you're paying more than you would if you did do a little research or try to get out to one of the local franchise stores or something like that.
Plus, half of them don't know their butt from third base. You'll go in
there.
Like my buddy Bob retired and down to Florida, he was going to. Then he ended up opening his own business because he couldn't stand working there. But this guy had 32 years of being a general contractor and a builder. Built probably 100 houses.
Right.
And they hire him. They put him in landscaping. And then they have the guy in landscaping that knows nothing. And the guy in lumber knows nothing about lumber.
Oh.
So every time somebody comes in to ask him about something on how to build, they're finding Bob. Like, why would you put the guy that has 32 years of building in landscaping?
Right.
Half of them don't know their butt from third base. Like, at least if you go to the regular stores, everybody that works at those stores are, like, you go to a plumbing store, you're going to know, you're going to get what you're asking for.
Right. No, you are right. I don't even blame the people. I mean, you know, Home Depot, people need a job and stuff.
Exactly.
And like you said, it's not their fault. They're not being put in the best place for their abilities to shine, I guess.
Nope. So you want, I mean, go to a regular, go to Avalon Tile or your local. If you want stuff, go to, at least give it a try because you'd be surprised. Everybody thinks it's more expensive, but it's not. But even if it's a small percentage more. Pay for the guy's knowledge.
Right.
That they're going to end up helping you. They're probably going to save you money because they're going to tell you how to do it right compared to being told something that isn't true from the box store.
Exactly.
So let's get on to this restaurant review before it's the building square. The builders podcast.
There you go. So what are we going to look at? Something over at the Land Pavilion?
Yeah, absolutely, buddy. You want to read the article?
Yeah, so like Doug alluded to, a couple of new dining options here, and dining options are abound at Walt Disney World these days with restaurants opening up and kiosks opening up, and the two items we're going to talk about tonight are the same as well. So new breakfast menu at Epcot Sunshine Seasons. I can never say that right.
I know. I can't wait for you to say it every time because I know you're going to mess it up.
I will. Epcot Sunshine Seasons Restaurant in the Land Pavilion is now offering an expanded breakfast menu. The new Sunshine Seasons breakfast menu is available from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. daily, along with a range of pastries and four entrees and a kid's meal. You're going to have an adult breakfast platter for $9.99, which is scrambled eggs, bacon, sausage, breakfast potatoes, and cinnamon French toast bread pudding. Then you have a breakfast panini with a side for $8.49. Pork, bacon, scrambled eggs, arugula, tomato, chorizo, pepper, jack, Monterey sauce, and a side. You can also get cinnamon French toast bread pudding for $6.99 with bacon. Bircher Missouli, and we even pronounced this before the show and I still messed it up. Whatever that is, I'm going to say it's oatmeal, and listeners, you can correct me if I'm wrong and tell me what that is, but I believe it's some sort of hot breakfast cereal. I'm going with that. And then, of course, we have the kids' breakfast platter for $4.99, which is scrambled eggs, bacon, cinnamon French toast, bread pudding. The new menu comes just in time for what will no doubt be a busy period at the land with the reopening of one of the park's signature attractions, Soarin'.
Well, there you go. This way it gives you a little more time to you can eat your breakfast while you're waiting 2.5 hours. You better get a good breakfast before, if you don't have a fast pass waiting for Soarin' at this point.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, it opens at 9, and to your point, if you don't have a fast pass and you're going to do standby, you're going to be in the Land Pavilion most of the morning. So you might as well get breakfast, and you might still be there to get lunch, too.
Oh, absolutely, you might be. I looked it up then. Yeah, it's like a breakfast cereal. It's kind of like an oatmeal. Missouli.
Okay, good.
I did the iPhone lookup for you. Here they have it with bananas and all around, which looks very, very good.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. I thought that's what it was. Yeah, no, but this is interesting. It just seems like they're trying to squeeze out, and I guess it's smart business sense to kind of you know, tweak the menus or offer different things or have different packages, like we're going to talk about in the next story, to, I don't know, just kind of take full advantage of having hungry mouths to feed in and around the area and, you know, you offer people something different.
No, and I like it. I like the options over here. I mean, if you want to head out early and go get your basically your bounty platter over at the land, I like that. I mean, I know it's going to be full as heck in there too. So I mean, I think it'll work out. I wouldn't mind getting breakfast and get a fast pass and wait. I mean, maybe if you're getting on it, you have a 10 or 10:30 fast pass for Soren. Maybe you head over here and have breakfast now and hang out in the land for the morning. Get on to the living with the land and, you know, start your whole day off over there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because I get like this. I don't know if you do, but, you know, if you have breakfast at your food court, if you're at Riverside, let's just say, you know, you're wondering and you're seeing the buses pull in and pull out and pull in and pull out and pull in. You know, at least if you do the travel piece earlier, it's going to be less crowded. The buses won't be as full. And if you're at your location, you know, potentially maybe one of you can be in line, or, you know, you may be able to get a jump on, you know, your wait in the queue for soaring instead of being at your resort, being, you know, at the attraction itself.
No, I'm happy. I the more food, the better, because it'll disperse everybody, not disparage, disperse everybody.
Right.
Throughout. I mean, there's going to be, I don't know if there's going to be a problem, and I have to check into this because I haven't booked. And I know this for a fact now, because I haven't booked for one of my ADRs for any of my clients for Le Cellier in a long time. Have you heard many other shows or much buzz about Le Cellier like there used to be anymore?
No. I mean, in fact, the last thing I heard about it is it's not uncommon to call and be able to get an ADR almost any night or any time you want. I'm not going to say it's easy now, but it's not near as difficult as it was 5 years ago.
Absolutely not. I mean, and I can't wait to eat there again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a favorite, you know, even though we're hard on it, like you always say, you know, we criticize because we love. In this case, that is true for that restaurant.
I mean, even Chicago picked on Michael Jordan.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You know, I know you get on Brady sometime, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
exactly.
It's
so
human. Yeah,
you still got to chip apart the crown.
Exactly.
I mean, Le Cellier held the crown for a long time down there, so even if it dropped a notch, it's still better than 75% of everything else.
Exactly, and we criticize that a little bit because we want it to be the best that it can be, and, you know, like we always say, they've been snobby as of late, and they're all that, and, you know, if we can get them to drop the attitude, they'll get back up to where we think they should be.
Well, the biggest thing is the biggest complaints are the two dining credits and the how hard it is. Like, people are getting upset. They don't want to deal with it no more. And now there's so many other options, you don't have to.
Yeah.
But I can't – I'm sorry. Let me just finish my thought. I can't wait for the day, because you know how me and Brent are. I don't like making a ton of ADRs.
Right.
I bet you 90% of my meals at Le Cellier were walk-up in years past. I just enjoyed. And remember how I talked to you about our last trip about how with Rose and Crown we end up eating there again?
Yep.
And it was last minute?
Yep.
And that's how I like to eat. You don't always – and this is what I stress to a lot of my clients, and I'm so glad that there's so many places down there now. You don't always even know where you want to eat. You might not want Le Cellier when you get there. You might not want to go to – Cape May Cafe, or you don't know what you're in the mood for until that day sometimes.
And that's what I was just going to say. You know, sometimes you just, you know, you're in a pizza mood, or you're in a seafood mood, or you want a steak or whatever. And you're right. You don't know that 43 days ahead of time, you know. And it's nice to have the ability to kind of change on the fly. I mean, sometimes you might want just pasta or a good salad or something like that, like a Caesar salad, or you know, I know exactly what you mean. But if you pigeonholed and you have all these hard ADRs, you don't have that flexibility, and you may end up, you know, as you have done. Well, we've all done it. I've done it too, where you'll go to a steak restaurant, or like your story there about the House of Blues, and you get something that you really in your mind know you shouldn't be ordering.
Yeah, I got the steak there, and I shouldn't.
Right, and you knew that, but you said, you know, it'll be good, and, you know, you got burnt in the end. But, you know, that's what happens when you're not in the mood for eating maybe what the restaurant is not famous for, but what they do best, let's say it that
Yeah,
way.
you don't get see. They tell you don't get fish at a
Right.
steakhouse. You don't get steak at a fish house.
Right.
But in some places, there are places that are surf and turf also.
Yeah.
But there are exceptions to that rule. But the point is, that's the other reason. I'm not even trying to get into this with the whole with park hopper or whatever. But that I don't even know what park I want to be at half the time when I get there. I don't like I know you used to do the spreadsheets.
Yep.
Me and Brenda have never been a spreadsheet, but we didn't have the kids to take there all the
Right.
time.
You only had to
So,
worry about yourself.
yeah, so like before I go, I don't want to have all my ADRs telling me what parks I have to go to all the time.
Right.
I just like going there and waking up and saying, let's go over here, let's go there, let's leave Magic Kingdom now. I'm in the mood to go. It's crowded here, let's go here. So I don't want to have to stay at Magic Kingdom because I have a Be Our Guest reservation at 6 o'clock a
Right.
lot of times.
And you know, to kind of go full circle to the point you were making when you started the conversation, is that Le Cellier kind of, in a way, they were, it was bad timing on their part when they went to two table service credits and all that stuff, because with all these new entries into the restaurant field down there, you're right, there are so many great places that are, you know, I would say on par with Le Cellier, or in some cases may even be a bit better. Depending on what you like, people have other options, and I think that's why there isn't the buzz anymore around it, because people are totally content to say, you know what, I'm just as happy going to the boathouse, or I'm just as happy going to, you know, Morimoto's, or whatever it might
Well,
be.
it turned me into the Rose and Crown crazy guy.
Right, because of your unable to get access to your favorite place, you had to, you know, you had to find some other places, and as it worked out, you found a gem. Or a diamond in
Yeah.
the rough, whatever you want to call it, and you
The
know.
place I walked by 30 times
Yep.
saying, we gotta eat there, we gotta eat there, we gotta eat there, as I was walking to Le Cellier.
Right, with blinders
Well,
on.
exactly. Like, you know, I'd walk by and say, we're headed to Le Cellier, but we got to try that, hon. We really got to try that. Like the first 10 trips down there.
Yep.
And then finally, the straw finally did break the camel's back. We went there out of the heck of it because of the story I've told. But now, I'm just as happy to go there every trip. And there's 10 other places that I found the same way.
Yep. So, yeah, when one door closes, another one usually opens. And, you know, we say this, although we don't always follow our own advice, you know, try some of these other places out. Try to get off your favorites, as hard as it is. And I'm as guilty as anyone about it. But, you know, oftentimes you're going to find a place that you like just as well. And, you know, and I think what really needs to build up, and it's happened at Rose and Crown for you, is not only does the food have to be good, but you got to have a few family experiences there, you know, memories or whatever. And once you get a couple of them under your belt, it's all over. Then you have a new favorite, or at least another restaurant in your stable of favorites that you'd have no qualms going to anytime, any place, if you couldn't get in somewhere else.
Absolutely. I mean, there's been plenty of the very first trip there at Rose and Crown was the whole family, like my brother-in-law and the whole nine yards. There was like eight of us, so it was instant love. And then pictures of you sent me with you and Bob there.
Yep.
So there's I got tall tales of there
Right.
to last me a lifetime already, and I can't wait to get there again to continue them.
Yeah.
Real quick, I'm going to continue the menu here at Sunshine Season so
Okay.
we can finish covering. We'll cover the lunch, some of the standouts for lunch and dinner. Is that you good with that?
Yep, go for it.
And for snacks, you got Ocean Spray Craisins with fruit and trail mix. You got and then they got this too, Tropical High Energy Trail Mix. And these are like $3.69, $3.79, and Greek over. So if you want to, that's what's nice about this place. You want to just grab something real quick to go, and you're talking all these with the craisins and the nuts and all. That's good energy to get you around the
Oh
parks.
yeah, that's what mountain climbers and them people use for you know, fuel and stuff like that. And you're right, they have those refrigerated cases all around where you don't even have to get in one of the, you know, queue lines, if you will, to get served the food. You can grab and go and grab a milk, a fruit cup, or yogurt, like you're saying, and off you go.
Yeah, there's a lot of options here. Then soup and salads. They got the Asian chicken salad, $9.99, a 5-bean vegetable soup, $4.49. Now I don't know about you, but roaming around the parks and beans, I'm not going there.
Well, you're thinking of your fellow man. That's good.
I'm thinking of me too. I don't want to have to take a trip back to the resort.
Yeah.
You know, so but it's probably good, but I'm not going there.
Right.
Italian antipasta, grab and go for $9.99. They have a Maryland style crab soup, Dennis, for
Ooh.
$4.29.
I only eat crabless crab. I don't eat that crab stuff.
Oh yeah. And then they have a power salad, which really looks good. It's with oak fired chicken, quinoa, almonds, and honey vinaigrette for $11.99. If you pull up the picture of it, it really looks good.
That's healthy for you.
Absolutely, you know, that will get you through the day.
Absolutely.
Then they have a sesame crusted tuna with Asian vegetable noodle salad for $11.49. Then you got side salads, a spicy tuna noodle salad, a tuna side salad, which is $3.19, Caesar salad with the oak fired chicken, and then you got a pumpkin soup here for $4.69, and beef chili. There's some nice options, different options here that I don't know if you can get anywhere else in Epcot.
No, I mean Sunshine Seasons, that's always been its strong suit. It's the diverse menu, the variety, and almost, you can find, even if you're a picky eater, you're going to find something there that you can get down. So yeah, I mean, for the reasons we've said before, with Soarin' being so crowded, it's not a pleasant place in my view to eat. It's noisy, more like a cafeteria. But as far as variety of food and availability, seating is, huge seating area. It's got all those things going for it.
Absolutely. Here's the entrees now, which are it sounds like a this place sounds like a regular sit-down restaurant with everything they have. With pumpkin soup, Maryland crab soup, everything they talked about. They got an oak-grilled rotisserie chicken with black beans and yellow rice for $12.29. Then you got your oak-grilled salmon, which is very good with green beans and roasted potatoes. I love mashed potatoes, so it automatically that's what my mouth automatically says. But roasted potatoes for $12.49, which an oak grilled salmon with green beans and potatoes for $12.49 ain't a bad deal.
No, not at all.
Slow roasted pork chop with mashed potatoes, barbecue sauce, and corn on the cob for $12.99. Mongolian beef with vegetable fried rice for $12.99. Sweet and sour chicken with jasmine rice. Asian stir fry with vegetable lo mein noodles. A vegan korma and Gardein meatless chicken and jasmine rice, spiced fish tacos topped with cabbage slaw, poblento peppers, aioli with potato salad for $11.79, and then you even have sandwiches on top of this: a Southwest chicken wrap, a turkey Monterey Jack and chipotle mayonnaise on a ciabatta for $10.49, an oak grilled vegetable flatbread sandwich with potato salad for $9.99, and then a pressed Cuban sandwich with plantain chips for $13.49. I mean, there's a lot, and then you got side dishes, then there's all kind of desserts. You got multi-grain croissants here, strawberry shortcake, tiramisu, warm peanut butter brownies, which are good. So I mean, there's a lot of options, and there's a lot that I've left off of here that are an apple caramel crunch.
Wow.
So I mean, assorted Danish, assorted turnovers, blueberry muffins. So if you guys want the smorgasbord, head over to Sunshine Seasons. If you have a big family, there's something here for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's just short of a buffet. I mean, you're paying separately, but pretty much it's a giant buffet, and it's kind of set up like some of the resort
The
hotels.
food courts.
Yeah, where you have little windows, it'll have three or four different entrees, and then you go to the next one. Like you might have your burgers and chicken and fried chicken sandwiches in one, and your salads at another, and your pasta station at another. So you kind of
And it usually don't take long there. They wait
no,
on you pretty quick.
yeah.
There's usually it seems like a ton of people's there, but you get in and out quick.
Yeah, that's
I will give them that. They got that down good.
been my experience. I've never waited long in the line, and usually, seating is not an option, not a problem either. It's plenty of seating, and people are cycling through there at a rate, or all of a sudden the table will just get up and run out of there because their fast passes either just come due or it's a minute or two from elapsing and they just have to leave.
Well, we mentioned this on the show before, and don't be scared off it because I think this, to me, this is my second favorite counter service in all the parks besides Columbia. And
Yep.
we've mentioned this before. it looks crowded. More people sit there doing nothing, meandering around, than and hanging out than people are actually eating. So don't be afraid to go eat there, because you'll get waited on.
Yeah, I mean, some people, maybe they don't ride Soaring and they're waiting for their party to get off, or, you know, they're waiting for their fast pass to come due or whatever. So,
or they're just getting out of the heat for a while. Yep. They'll come in there just to hang out, you know.
Charge their phone.
Exactly. So, you know, this is, to me, it's the best counter service. And this and the Japanese Pavilion are two of my favorites. But in Future World, there's no other place to go for counter service.
No, I totally agree. This is the place to go in Epcot. And like you said, it rivals almost any other quick service on property anywhere, really.
Absolutely. So what's the next article, Dan?
What are we going to now here?
You're headed over to Tony's.
Yeah, over to Tony's. So let me get my iPad going here.
Mr. Slow, you got the slowest iPad on the planet.
No, the trouble is my finger's too quick and I go too many pages. But, Tony's Town Square Restaurant introduces new Main Street Electrical Parade viewing package. Beginning on June 7th, which is today, Tuesday, June 7th, the dining package, or is today the 6th?
Today's the 7th.
Okay, I'll be all right.
You're good.
The dining package offers 3-course lunch along with reserved viewing for the Main Street Electrical Parade. Included is a choice of an appetizer, entree, dessert, and beverage for the fixed price of $45 for adults, $17 for ages kids 3 to 9, plus tax and gratuity. It also is available on the Disney Dining Plan for a one-table service entitlement. Viewing for the parade is on Main Street USA in the hub near the flagpole. They keep saying behind the flagpole. So reservations began today, June 7th, and you can call 407-WDW-DINE to book your Tony's Town Square Main Street Electrical Parade dining package. What say you?
What say me is, all the other shows and a lot of the other guests that are really down on this restaurant. I've eaten here a couple times, and I've never had a bad time here. So I'm kind of behind. I like Tony's. So I can only go by what my palate says. And the things that I've ordered, my wife loved the salmon that she got here. So, I mean, I have no complaints about it. And it's one of the deals that I don't think it is a bad deal. For $45 for an entree, a dessert, and an appetizer for both of you. You each get your own appetizer. I don't think it's a bad deal if you want seating for the electrical parade, because it's giving you an added thing. It isn't taken away from anybody, so I don't care about it. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, the vantage point for the parade, I mean, that parade's going to be coming straight at you, you know, coming down Main Street USA, heading to the flagpole, so you're going to get some great photo ops there, and, you know, if you enjoy that parade, which most people do, you know, you're right. If you're going to eat lunch anyways, and you might even are going to eat at Tony's anyways, you're better off spending the few extra bucks and taking advantage of this prime viewing area.
So, because it about covers it. I mean, the average dessert is like $6. Mm-hmm. The average entree is around $20. The New York strip is the most expensive for $32.99.
Right.
But the average entree is 20 something, and the average appetizer is like $9-$10.
Right.
So you're basically breaking even if you order all three, and you're getting a good seat.
Right.
So I'm not upset with it at all. No. I'm actually happy about it because it's an option. Me and my wife might do, because it's one parade that we actually watch more than any, because it reminds my wife when she was a little girl.
Right, right. You have an emotional attachment to it. And
it's the first parade I ever seen, Dan.
Yeah.
97, they were running that again because of the birthday party.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, I mean, you know, and again, maybe Tony's was struggling for lunch. I don't know. I mean, it may or may not be true, but I mean, this is the kind of things, you know, I keep saying it. Not that people are going to go running down to Disney Springs in the middle of the day. I mean, some people might, but for the most part, if you have a park day scheduled, you know, you're not going to do that, at least not till probably, you know, after dinner or something like that, head down there. You have to eat in the parks. You have to eat somewhere. But some of these old standbys that, you know, have kind of been the same for years and years and years now, they got to come up with some bells and whistles to, you know, kind of stay current and in the news and on the blog sites. And, you know, something like this is probably something that's going to have people at least talking about Tony's again and maybe giving it another shot, or, you know, just, you know, creating a little buzz for it.
Absolutely. I'm like me, I've eaten here, and again, the reservations I've usually made here are day of, walk up, an hour before, so we're at the Magic Kingdom, we want to stay for the night, so I'll get on my phone and make the reservation right there,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, it's never been planned before, but we ate here one time with her sister and her fiance, and they loved it, we enjoyed ourselves. I've never had a bad meal here. I'll cover some of the things on the menu.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just going to say, I mean, I bet you I've eaten here 3 or 4 times over the years, particularly before Be Our Guest and, you know, prior to the last couple of years. As we all know, there wasn't very many options, and if you didn't want to eat a buffet at the Crystal Palace, and, you know, maybe you already had lunch at Columbia Harbor House earlier in the day, you didn't have much to choose from, and Italian food is a cuisine that I really, really like. So, yeah, I bet you I've eaten here probably 4 or 5 times over the years. I've eaten here quite a bit, too. And
have you ever had a bad meal?
No, I mean, I had nothing that I said, oh, my God, I got to get back to Tony's. But I've enjoyed myself. I like a couple of times we sat out on the little patio outside those doors there where you're literally sitting right on Main Street USA. And once the parade, the 3 o'clock parade was coming by, we either had a late lunch or an early dinner. I forget which. You know, the vantage point is good. Do you have the, even if the parade isn't going on, you have the background music, the ambiance. I like the decor in there. It's kind of that old, you know, old style decor. It just reminds me of classic Disney in there, which I love. So it has a lot of things going for it that I really enjoy.
Yeah, because we've eaten inside the main dining room. Yep. I mean, in the main area, we've also eaten inside by the doors where you go outside.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I liked it there. And I think the thing of it is like where we're from, Dan.
Right.
We get good Italian food whenever you want.
Right.
I could go throw a stone anyway from
right.
my house and in an Italian
You're
restaurant
spoiled.
or pizza place.
Right.
And Philadelphia is known for Italian food.
Right.
It's one of our things.
Yep.
So, but I've eaten here many times and I've never been turned. I've enjoyed it. So I think that says a lot too.
Right.
And Italian food, these are foods that you're not really going to say. The food on this menu is like it. I don't know why it gets a bad rap, because it's basically the same food that 50s Primetime has. It's basically Italian comfort food.
Right, right, exactly. And pasta is pasta. I mean, yeah, you know, you can get, you know, it's overcooked or undercooked, whatever. But for the most part, I mean, how can you screw up pasta, right?
Exactly. And it is, you know, the sauce has to be pretty good. It can't be vanilla sauce,
right.
You know, plain. But the point is, I've never been walked out of here feeling disappointed.
Right.
I've walked out of many places down there feeling disappointed. But the price point here, too, is like, you know how I get on Disney for how expensive things are sometimes. And, you know, I call it the way it is. The way I look at this is the counter services are $13, $14 for most of the entrees in the Magic Kingdom for if you're going to get something hearty. Am I wrong?
No, that's about right.
So, for me, why not spend the extra $4 or $5 and have a sit-down meal here and be waited on?
Absolutely.
And take a load
yep.
off. So, that's why, I mean, the prices here are not bad at all. I mean, it's pasta, so it don't cost them a ton to make it, but they still, the prices haven't gone out of hand here at Tony's yet, in my opinion. I don't know if you've looked at some.
No, I haven't looked at the prices, but, you know, I'm
going to go down right
all
now.
Right.
Okay, your appetizers are, you got an heirloom tomato and mozzarella salad, which is heirloom tomatoes, fresh mozzarella, basil, and balsamic dressing for $9.49. The zucchini fries here are really, really good. We got these as an appetizer. Have you ever had them?
I believe we did get them once.
They're very, very good. It's breaded seasonal zucchini with creamy sun-dried tomato dressing for dipping for $8.49. And then the calamari served with olive relish and a side of marinara sauce for $11.99. Which there are three basic things. Anybody could find one of those three that they would enjoy to go with this offering they're giving.
Yep.
Or you can do the salad. You got a Caesar salad. You got the insalata fresca salad, which is wedge baby iceberg, creamy Italian dressing, gonzola candied walnuts, and bacon for $8.49. And then you got a pasta fazzoli soup, traditional meatless Italian soup with pasta and beans for $6.49. And then they also have a seasonal soup. And then for the entrees, you got your old standby, which I don't know if you ever had here, Dan, which is very good, the chicken parm.
I was going to say that right before you started. I've had that a couple of times, and to your point earlier, I remember it being good. I enjoyed it, and I had no complaints, and I'd order it tomorrow if I was going there. So.
Yeah, the chicken was moist, the sauce was fine, the mozzarella was fresh, the spaghetti was good.
Yep.
And it's $21.99. So how do you go wrong for a meal in the Magic Kingdom on Main Street for $21?
That's reasonable.
I mean, people are complaining. It's not you're not going to the Cellia. You're not spending $30, $40 for a steak or duck or, you know, shrimp. You know what I mean? It's just a basic meal for $21, which I think is worth it. Then you got your spaghetti with meatballs and marinara sauce, which is $18.99. Or you can get spaghettis with Italian sausage for $20.99. Then you got cannelloni, which is filled with a mixture of ground beef, sausage, mozzarella, ricotta served with a marinara and cream sauce for $17.99. That's a very filling meal for $18.
Absolutely. Do you remember what they give you for bread there, Doug? I'm drawing a blank. Do you get a bread basket or?
Yeah, we did last time we ate there.
Okay, so on top of all that, as with is usually the way with Italian food, you're going to get some nice bread and butter and stuff, so you're going to be more than full.
Yeah, we got the garlic bread. We got fresh garlic bread with ours. And then you got shrimp scampi, which is a linguine with sun-dried tomatoes and asparagus tossed in a garlic sauce for $20.99. And I've had that, the shrimp scampi. It's very, very good.
Yeah, my wife loves shrimp scampi. I know she's gotten that a couple of times.
Pasta primavera, seasonal vegetables tossed in garlic and olive oil, topped with balsamic glaze and feta, $19.99. I mean, Joe's artisanal pizza, Italian sausage, pepperoni, roasted peppers, caramelized onions garnished with fresh basil, $17.99. I mean, that's less than going over to Italy.
Yeah. To Via Napoli or...
Via Napoli is like $20-some a pizza, I think, isn't it?
You're right. I don't know that I've ever gotten a pizza at Tony's, but,
I've seen them, but I've never gotten one. They look really good.
So like the deep dish pizza or just a traditional?
It's a standard round pizza.
Yeah, okay.
Joe's, like I said, Joe's Artesian Pizza, $70.99. Then you got the New York strip steak here with panzanella salad and seasonal vegetable, $32.99. Now me, this is again... If you're going, I wouldn't get the New York. I wouldn't spend $33 on a New York strip at Tony's.
No, you're asking for trouble, I think.
Exactly. Just go here, get the chicken parm, leave spending $22 and be happy.
Exactly. Don't push it.
That's my point. You spend $32 for a steak, it better be damn good.
Or, to your point, you should have spent $10 more and went to Le Cellier.
Exactly. If you want steak, go to the steakhouse, brother. Then you got a Caesar salad with romaine lettuce tossed in Caesar dressing, topped with Romano, crostini with choice of chicken, $14.99, or shrimp for $17.49. So you get a shrimp, a chicken salad for $14.99 served to you. That's a good deal.
Yeah, not bad at all. For like you said, in the world's busiest theme park, right on Main Street, right in the middle of everything going on, you're gonna have a nice meal for a reasonable price. Have at it.
Yeah, I think it's better value than spending $11 for the big hot dog at Casey's or whatever it is. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, at least you're getting served and waited on for this.
Oh, people are going to call me crazy when I say this, but, if I had to choose between going here for lunch or be our guest, I'd go here. That's just
me.
Me too.
Buddy.
And we've said what our reasons were, not that Be Our Guest isn't a beautiful restaurant, not that it isn't themed, but for the food they serve and the hoops they make you jump through.
And the price.
Yeah, let's not forget that. I'd just as soon go to Tony's.
The thing is, if you do lunch here, this, and you have this spaghetti or chicken parm with spaghetti, and I don't know if I'd want that heavy of lunch on a hot day, but if you're going on a nice 75, 80 degree day, you eat this pasta, that'll fuel you through the night. You'll probably save money for eating a good lunch. And that's the other argument I have. Because when you pick at the garbage, you're hungry again 15 minutes later.
Right, you don't feel satisfied.
So you're picking 10 times more, so you end up spending more at the end of the day than you do is if you just eat three good meals throughout the day, because that's what me and Brenda usually do. I don't like we'll do around the world, but I usually get good stuff. I'm not grabbing junk food, hot dogs and hamburgers. I'm going to go and get I'm going to go to Japan and I'm going to get sushi.
Right.
I'm going to go get stuff I can't get, but I get good stuff.
Right.
But when you sit down to a nice meal like this for lunch, you're going to be stuffed for a few hours.
Right. You won't have to worry about it till dinner time or after. You know, you might even be able.
Late in the night, I'd probably be eating on the way home or something, or grabbing a snack at the food court. This is what I do with stuff like this. I would eat like a 2 o'clock lunch. And then grab a late snack around 8, 9 o'clock somewhere.
Yep.
Grab like a quick grab, and you'd probably and that would be a better, because we do that a lot. I used to get the Le Cellier Filet Mignon around 2:30, 3 o'clock, and then I wouldn't have to eat dinner.
Oh yeah, because you get all that nice protein down, and yeah, it's going to carry you for several hours, and yeah, you end up saving money because you know even though you know it's dinner time, it might be 5, 6 o'clock, and you're saying but you're not hungry, so you say you know what, let's go on another attraction or go do something, and like you said, by that time you're getting ready for Illuminations, and next thing you know, you're grabbing something to take back to the room with you.
Absolutely. Like, we'd eat the big breakfast, the bounty breakfast. We'd share or get a nice breakfast together on some of the, like, if I had the late lunch, we get a big breakfast then, or do, like, your Cape May deal, and then eat, like, the 3 o'clock dinner or lunch. And then you don't eat dinner, because while everybody else is at dinner, you're running on the rides.
Yep.
But, yeah, then they have the margarita pizza, which my buddy Bob got a couple of times, and he absolutely he loves margarita pizza. It's with pizza sauce, fresh mozzarella, garnished with fresh basil. You can add pepperoni or sausage for an extra $2, but the regular margarita pizza is only $15.99.
Which, again, is reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, I think the pizzas at the food court or any of the pizza plant is probably $10.99 for the person.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is, or close to it.
Yep, and then desserts, you got pistachio creme brulee for $6.99. You got tiramisu, which is espresso soaked lady fingers, whipped macaroni, and dark chocolate shavings for $6.99. You got your standard chocolate cake, assorted gelatos, Italian style ice cream, and a chef selection, which is pretty cool. It's like he has Lady and the Tramp done in sugar on the plate.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, and then you got all your coffees, and I'm still shocked, and I'm proud of Disney for not outing alcohol to all these other sit-down restaurants.
Yeah.
But I think it's around the corner myself.
Yeah, I think you're right. The almighty dollar will win out in the end, and they'll justify it somehow. But so far, they're holding the line.
No, but again, I highly recommend this place. Again, for the price point and all that, I think it's worth it. If you're looking for the creme de la creme, like the... You want to tell everybody about a place? This ain't the place. Just take it for what it is.
Right.
It's basically Olive Garden and Walt Disney World.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. That's exactly what it is. Comfort food that's, you know, Italian comfort food that's good, edible, hot, served, you know, in a nice presentation. But it's nothing that's going to blow you away or, you know, get on your list of top 10 meals you've ever had in your life. That's not what it's meant to be and not what it is.
No, unlike the Olive Garden, which I never had a really problem, but at Disney World, you get the special attention. You get the cast members, the waiters and waitresses at Disney World, I think are equivalent to some of the best in the world, in my opinion, the way they are attentive.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's big tips to be made there. Obviously, people are on vacation and, you know, hopefully or usually even people that generally don't tip or don't tip well will do so when they're on vacation. So, you usually have some great people serving you at Disney World. At least that's been my experience.
So, I mean, me and Dan would both... I know we're, in a lot of ways, we're the exception. We're in the minority on this one. But I would recommend this to anybody. And the people that I've sent there, I told them to take it for what it is.
Right.
Like we just said. Right. It's Olive Garden called Tony's.
Yep, that's a great way to put it.
No, but I don't know. But this was fun, Dan. I enjoyed doing these little restaurant reviews.
Yeah, it's been a while, and hopefully we'll get a few more of these into our rotation here and get back on the dining saddle.
It sounds like Pluto wants some pizza.
Yeah, he's, I don't know what he's up to, but he's up to something.
Yeah, well, he's not up to as much as Presley is. Presley's the town idiot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, I should have, there's names I should have called him besides Presley, let me tell you. I love this dog so much, but I understand how the parent loves the kid that's the biggest brat in the store.
Yeah.
You ever see that kid throwing a tantrum, knocking stuff down, and you're like, oh, my God, how do they put up with him?
Right.
Now I understand it with my puppy. He drives me insane, but I love him to pieces.
That's the dichotomy of the whole situation, right? The two things that shouldn't go together do, and it's weird.
Yeah, but I had a lot of fun with this, Dan. Head over to Sunshine Seasons. Head over to Tony's. I'm happy that they're doing this. I think it's worth the $45 for the meal if you want to do that. So I would recommend it. What about you,
Dan? Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, I'm going to say this. You know, I might sneak in there this next trip. Who knows? For like you said, without having a plan or an ADR, just if I'm in the mood and we're at the Magic Kingdom, I may just pop in there.
If you're with you and the family, I mean, if for me and Brandon, it would be worth the $45 a piece if we decide we want to go see the electrical parade.
Yeah, and plus, like I said, I'm not doing the buffets anymore, so Crystal Palace is out for me, so this is more likely a reality for me going forward.
Okay, well, we both recommend Tony's. Send all your emails to whoever don't like Tony's.
Matt Hotchberg.
There you go. Absolutely. I don't even think he'd answer anymore.
Oh, that's right. I'll have to send it to a Caribbean cruise line ship or something, I think.
Yeah. They got new guys over there
now.
That's true. So, but it's been a lot of fun, Dan.
Okay.
If you guys want to, please contact us at WDW Main Street on Twitter. You can catch our good buddy John Peters over at Beer Solo. You can catch me and Dennis. I'm at Grumpy6767. And Denny's at Good Old Oak Manor, which reminds me of my favorite place, Riverside.
Yeah.
So, and if you could, guys, please go over to iTunes and leave us a review. It's been a while. We could use a couple. We'd really, really appreciate it. It's how we get our ratings up, and that's how you tell us you're enjoying the show. And if you're not enjoying the show, you could still leave one.
Yes.
So, we will catch you guys on Sunday to do the news again. Have a great rest of your week. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.